This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. is not trying to topple Russian President Vladimir Putin despite its harsh condemnation of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Blinken spoke a day after President Joe Biden said of Putin during a speech in Warsaw, "For God's sake, this man cannot remain in power." At a news conference in Jerusalem, Blinken and said Biden's point was that Putin cannot be empowered to wage war or engage in aggression against Ukraine or anyone else. He said the U.S. has repeatedly said that we do not have a strategy of regime change in Russia or anywhere else for that matter. Blinken's comments come after U.S. President Joe Biden delivered the forceful and highly personal condemnation of Russia and Vladimir Putin on Saturday, summoning a call for liberal democracy and a durable resolve among Western nations in the face of a brutal autocrat. During that speech, as he wrapped up a four-day trip to Europe, President Biden says there's no justification or provocation for President Vladimir Putin's choice of war.
It's an example of one of the oldest human impulses, using brute force and disinformation to satisfy a craving for absolute power and control. It's nothing less than a direct challenge to the rule-based international order established since the end of World War II.
And before he even left, Poland aides were clarifying that Biden was not calling for an immediate change in government in Moscow. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is angrily warning Moscow that it is sowing a deep hatred for Russia among his people, as constant artillery barrages and aerial bombings are reducing cities to rubble, killing civilians and driving others into shelters, leaving them to scrounge for food and water to survive. Russia's invasion of Ukraine is ground into a war of attrition in many places, with the toll on civilians rising. This is VOA News. Myanmar's leader has vowed to intensify action against homegrown militia groups fighting the military-run government, saying the armed forces would annihilate them. The senior general, Min Aung Hlaing, also urged ethnic minorities not to support groups opposed to army rule and ruled out negotiations with them. He spoke Sunday at a military parade marking Armed Forces Day. The military seized power last year from the democratically elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi. Mass nationwide protests held to oppose the takeover were lethally suppressed, and Myanmar now faces what UN experts have characterized as civil war. Iran's top diplomat says that the country's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard has accepted the idea of continuing to be sanctioned by the U.S. if it meant the restoration of Tehran's nuclear deal with world powers. The Iranian foreign minister remarks in a state television interview Saturday may signal a possible opening over the stalemated Vienna talks. It also appeared timed for a visit Sunday by a European Union diplomat involved in the negotiations. Sanctions on the guard has been one of the remaining sticking points over restoring the tattered nuclear deal. Officials say a Saudi-led coalition fighting Iran-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen have unleashed a barrage of airstrikes on the capital in a strategic Red Sea city. They said Saturday at least 8 people were killed. The overnight airstrikes on Sana'a and Hodeidah, both held by the Houthis, came a day after the rebels attacked an oil depot in the Saudi city of Jeddah, and their highest profile assault yet on the kingdom. COVID-19 rates are plunging among migrants crossing the border into the United States from Mexico as the Biden administration faces a Wednesday deadline to end or extend sweeping restrictions on asylum that are aimed at limiting the virus's spread. Lower rates raise more questions about scientific grounds for a public health order that has caused migrants to be expelled from the United States more than 1.7 million times since March of 2020 without a chance to request asylum. While there is no aggregate rate for migrants, test results from several major corridors for illegal border crossings suggest it is well below levels that have triggered concerns among U.S. officials. Recapping our top story again, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is cleaning up statements made by U.S. President Joe Biden and saying that it's not trying to topple the Russian President Vladimir Putin despite its harsh condemnation of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Blinken spoke a day after President Biden said Putin during a speech in Warsaw, "For God's sake, this man cannot remain in power." Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.